Hey, Black folks. Miss Roslyn here, once again, straight out of Saginaw, Michigan, with another episode of my show, Hey, Black Folks, talking to Black folks in America, in these United States. Today, I want to make a quick audio cast about, you know, what Donald Trump said and the reaction to the send them back comment. Well, we know that Black people in America are suffering. We know that Black people all over the world are suffering at this very present time, but we know for sure that how Black people are being treated, called the police on, beaten by the police, killed by the police, the Black man, woman, and child is in imminent danger living in the United States under these European laws and rule. And Donald Trump, you know, clearly is just an instigator of what is already in the hearts and minds of the people in the United States of America. And it's sad. But one thing about it, I'm not telling you Black people to quit praying, because most people are of the mind that Black people ain't gonna do nothing but march and pray. And marching and praying is good. I'm not against marching and praying, but also Black people, we need to do more. We need to unite. We need to march. We need to take to the streets right now. And we need to rally around not only Omar, but all four of these ladies. We need to build the Black family, man, woman, and child, up. We need to come together as one Black nation and come from up under these European laws and the rules and the these laws that just are devastating to Black people. And they can use to bend, you know, and we are in a constant state of imminent danger here in the United States, the Black people here. And I'm just not understanding. We haven't rose up or stood up for anything major since Martin was assassinated. And the Europeans have been allowed to come in and devastate our neighborhoods, our families, everything. They have broken Black people down to the lowest common denominator. And so now I just think in 2019, it's time for Black people to take a stand. You're gonna have to stand up for something. Praying and marching, it's good, don't get me wrong. But you're gonna have to put some action, more action behind, you know, just that marching and praying. And we praying that we be victorious over our enemy. And all of us, we know that who our enemy is. These are not our laws. These are not our rules. They weren't the Constitution when it was written. We were not even free people. So, of course, it was not written for us. This propaganda that Blacks in America are living up under should be done. We are 50 million strong in the United States of America, this corporation, and we spend $2 trillion a year on goods and services. So that tells me that we Black people, we are doing okay. We are all right financially. And so now, if ever, it's the time for us to take to the streets and stand up and rally behind these four women, which is really fight back against this blatant racism, this blatant attack on the Black folks. Hey, Black folks in America, I'm talking to you. There's a blatant attack that's happening. I don't know why y'all going around here with your boats, your cars, and all of your money. That's just like, it's so low a percent of those Blacks in America that's really doing okay. The rest of us, and even those that's doing okay, like Oprah, Tyler, all of them, even with all of their money and everything, it's not a black person with wealth that can say they have not experienced racism in America. It's sad, but it's true. So I'm calling on all black people in America. We need to organize a march. I'm not really sure, you know. Actually, I'm shocked of the lack of response. You know, you see on the TV the response, but I don't see anybody like saying, well, let's march, let's do this, you know. Well, are we just beating up so bad that we just numb? Black people, are we numb? Hey, black folks, I'm talking to you. Black folks in America, I am talking to you. Those black folks, and yes, you. You beautiful black folks, I'm talking to you. You know, we spend $2 trillion a year. We don't need the government to give us anything. Our people don't need food stamps. Our people do not need Section 8. All of this stuff that has been more of a harm than a help to the black family, the black man, woman, and child, we don't need them. And also, when I come back, I'm going to take a short break. But when I come back, we're going to speak a little bit more about the missing black children. I'd like you to go and check out my other podcast, The Black Dollar, how we spend $2 trillion, black folks in America, on goods and services. No other race in the world is doing that. Again, we're going to talk about black people uniting as 50 million. It's probably more than 50 million of us in the United States, which will be fourth in GDP with our $2 trillion. Fourth or fifth in GDP with our money. And then we have so much going for ourselves. But once again, I say we have to stand up. We have to start standing up for our rights universally as one voice. It can't be he saying this over here and she saying that over there. We got to stand up. So I'm going to be talking. I would like y'all to go and watch my other 3 podcasts, especially the missing black children in America, which I will be talking about that a little later in this podcast. It's imperative that we find our missing black children. So, hey, black folks in America. Hey, my beautiful black folks. Don't you dare go nowhere. I'll be right back. Hey, black folks. Miss Roslyn, I told you I'd be right back. Well, I'm going to touch a little bit about the missing black children in America. And black folks, it's imperative that we find our missing black children in America. I am begging you to go over to my GoFundMe page. I don't have much, but I'm going to donate a little more this weekend. But I beg you to go over there and donate something to find our children. Over at the GoFundMe, I want to set up safe spaces and Snoop spaces and every other place that we need and every other thing that we need to find our own children. We can't no longer wait for nobody to find our kids. I know these children don't really have a voice in America. I haven't heard anybody really nationally on TV talking about how many black children and black women are missing in America. The numbers are staggering, and it's up to us to find our own children. My heart just bleeds for these families of these missing black children, and I want to be the voice for these children, and I'm going to be the voice for these families. Please, we need to come together, and we need to find these children, and we need to find them fast. It's just totally devastating to me. So please listen to my first podcast, which is entitled Find Our Children, Finding the Missing Black Children in America. Yeah, please listen to that and donate to the GoFundMe page. And anybody who can be of assistance in writing up any programs, helping me to set up everything that we need to put in place to find the missing black children in America, any help is appreciated. You know, I'm going to do all that I know within my means to do, which is going to be a lot because I'm not above doing the footwork and researching and reaching out to other groups. But I think it's up to us black folks to find our own children. Nobody's going to look up for them because in our actuality, nobody but black people is loving on black people in the United States. Ain't nobody else loving on us. So we need to love on each other. No matter what our circumstances is, we can no longer look down on anyone. And again, we need to find our black children in America. And on another note, we're going to get back to why I named this podcast, Are We Numb? Are we black people? Are we beaten up so bad in this country? And are we just so mentally, physically, emotionally drained that we just numb? We numbed. We just don't care. We numb. But we got to get some kind of spark and get it from somewhere, and we need to get it quick. And we need to rally around these four women, which is rallying against racism in America. It has ran rampant. You cannot turn on your TV, your radio, scroll through any social media without seeing either the police beating up or racially profiling or killing a black person or other white people. It just really has gotten out of hand. So my solution is, I think they need us more than we need them in this country. You know, I think they need us more than we need them. We spend $2 trillion a year and we 50 million strong. We can form our own government. Yeah, we're going to have to work out the kinks. Yes, we are. But black people, pinch yourself. You're still alive. You still are available to show up and be a voice for yourself, your family. To be a voice for someone who don't have a family. For anyone who's getting, look how many of our people they have incarcerated. Yeah, okay, some of them need to be there. Okay, we're going to have all people that's going to have a difference of opinion. But it's a lot of them there that didn't do the crime. We know that from cities like Baltimore and Chicago who have the most corrupt in New York police forces. In the whole United States, corrupt, framing black people over and over since they ever had a jail to put us in. We just go from one jail to the next, to the next, to the next, to the next, from one prison to the next. It doesn't matter, and that's why our people are really, they're mentally broken, but we are not. We the strongest thing, the best thing that the earth has to offer. And don't you black people forget that. We are the best that this earth has to offer. And I don't care what country you go to. And black people in America are a special kind. Yes, we are a special kind who have really, really, really endured. Don't know nothing really about ourselves. They done mixed up everything from the compass all the way down to the most minute thing. But that's for another day. But we got to pinch ourselves. We got to wake ourselves up. We have to motivate ourselves and the next sister, brother, and child. And we need to take to the streets. We need to call marches, major marches in every city. Black people, wake up. We need to be in every city marching in the street. Detroit, Chicago, Springfield, Pontiac, Saginaw, Flint, show enough to be out there marching. Because when is enough enough? How can we look and sit? I sit all the time. Big news fan. I'm always reading. I'm in the library. And what I don't understand, we see Libyans. I mean, they look almost like we looked when my ancestors came over the boat, because I'm damn sure descendants of slaves on my mother and father's side. So, and they're being sold $200 and $400. And this ain't bothering no black people in America who our ancestors have went through this same thing. Some of us was here when they got here. But they bought a lot of us from Africa and other Europe, all from other places. This is our world. We the best the earth has to offer. Why are we a nation, a European rules and nations, and why would a European nation go through so much to destroy and mix us up? It's a reason for everything, because they know our future. We the one don't know. We know we come from kings, and black people are like gods. We have the capability to be. We just have to build ourselves back up to the mental state that we lived as gods. We the best that the world has to offer, and we no longer have to take this bullshit. Yep, we don't have to take it anymore. So now we need to unite as one nation. We need to take to the streets, and we need to support these women who stand up against blatant racism. They stand against it. They fight against it daily. And now, black people, pinch yourself. You need to get in the ring. The church needs to leave the building. And our mothers, we need you to be praying that we be successful in all of our endeavors, because change need to come immediately. We need to come from under these European rules and laws. They're not our laws. They're not our rules. So, black people, I'm calling on you to let's march. Let's call a spade what it is, a spade. Let's call this racism what it is. It's racism in this white racist society, you know, where white reigns supreme, so forget it. Let's come from under that. We don't need them, they need us. We don't need them. We the HNIC, we just don't know it. It's time. We need to be marching about what Trump said. What's going on? People, black people are suffering all over the world, and we just like numb here in America. We need to take to the streets. We need to march. Get with me. Get with me. Don't make me go live. Get with me, black people. So, I call on you to let's just handle our business and let's support these women and let's fight against racism. Hey, black folks, I'm talking to you. Black folks in America, I love you.